Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. And I guess I'll start here because I did tease it. This was something, an interesting audio clip that happened with running back, Ravens running back Derrick Henry, who was on with Dan Patrick, you know, obviously the very notable sportsman. And Dan Patrick, obviously, not just, especially with his time at ESPN, and since he's just a star, media star out and out. And so he's got a lot of contacts, and one of those being Adam Sandler. He was wearing an Adam Sandler hoodie as he was interviewing Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry let him know that Adam Sandler was his favorite
like big time
actor.
Yeah.
And so this was how kind of that interaction went between those two at the end of their interview.
Well, this is Happy Gilmore 2. This is what Adam Sandler gave me.
Okay, that's one of my, you know, Adam Sandler, my favorite actor, so that's what's up.
So that's the Happy Gilmore golf swing right there, that patch right there.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
If you ever see him again, tell him I'm a really big fan. I would really love to meet him one day.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to text him today and ask if he'll send a video.
Please.
And then I'm going to send it to the Ravens.
Okay, cool. I'm a huge fan.
Okay. And if you get to 2,000 yards, I'll get you in a Sandler movie.
All right, cool. Say no more.
Is that all right?
Remember that now. You remember this? Remember that?
No. I'll take care of my end of it.
Okay.
I mean, mine's easy.
Yeah.
Yours is hard. You got to get 2,000 yards.
Say no more.
No pressure.
Bet is on. No pressure at all.
He said it a couple times. Say no more. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought about was, damn, I'm glad he ain't in this division no more.
That's the first thing.
Brother.
I thought. Yeah. I said, fear Derrick Henry now more than you ever have.
I feel bad for the AFC North.
Like, he is dead serious. Say no more.
Dude, like,
as no if more. He needed more motivation to be.
He would have got 1,000 against the Texans alone.
That's right.
He averaged 500 yards
250.
Each.
So, like, it's only just about if he stays healthy, right?
Yes.
Because he had 1,921
mm-hmm.
last year for the Ravens through 17 games. And, I mean, it feels like he could do that again, even though, think about it, this is going to be his age 31 season.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody has any real fear or, you know, problem in seeing the plausibility of him running for 2,000.
You know, you said he had 1,921 yards last year. And then you said, it seems very plausible that he's going to get that again. And nobody blinked. That's how
exactly,
good he is.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Because when you say that about any other running back, we'd be like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
1,900 yards?
He's the rare occasion.
Yeah.
So when we talk about, like, Adrian Peterson and mm-hmm. running backs like that, maybe a Frank Gore or something, he's kind of in that category of, man, he could play until he's 40.
And here's the other part of this. I think it's very plausible, 1,900, 2,000. If he gets 1,600, he's still going to be in a movie. I think that's a wrap. Once Adam Sandler hears about this.
I mean, does Adam Sandler even really need the 2,000 yards?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Nah. Yeah, I think he's like, oh, okay, he's that big a fan?
Can we talk about the fact that his favorite actor, like he didn't say like my favorite comedian, mm-hmm. My favorite actor.
He said
Adam
that's my
Sandler.
Favorite actor.
With enthusiasm. Like you could tell he was sincere. He's like, oh man, Adam Sandler, that's my guy.
Far be it for me to say anything negative in this regard because that is a very large man.
Yeah.
However, hypothetically, that seems nonsensical. Like of all the actors out there, your 100% favorite is Adam Sandler for real?
I believed him.
I do respect that he said favorite though.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'd be one it'd be one thing if he said this is the best actor of time or something like that.
Yeah.
But sometimes your favorite is most likely never the best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's only one of the best, and there's hundreds upon hundreds of actors, right? Like in theory. That leaves a large likelihood that your favorite is not necessarily the
never
best.
Really hear he's the best. I mean, the favorite, though.
Yes.
I never hear nobody say that's my favorite actor.
It seemed pretty clear to him.
Yeah. So shout out to Derrick Henry not being in the AFC South. Like, go terrorize the people up there. Although, like, that just might be what the Ravens do in general. Obviously, he was going to be there, but Rashad Bateman, the wide receiver that they drafted out of Minnesota a few years back, he gets a 3-year extension for, I believe, what is the number on this again? Because, of course, as soon as I go to say it, it moves away from me. But he gets a 3-year extension for $36.75 million.
How about that?
Yeah, which, I mean, it really is pretty reasonable. On average annual value, that puts him 29th, which feels about right. Like, he doesn't really operate as their wide receiver one. That's basically Zay Flowers' role now.
Yeah.
But it's funny to think about. Because we're also talking about them running for 2,000 yards. But a couple years ago, maybe what, 3 years ago, you could look at the Ravens and go, yeah, they're good, but I don't really like their passing game. Zay Flowers.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Rashad Bateman.
Yeah.
They bring in DeAndre Hopkins, who really can be a niche player, like kind of a role player. They still have Mark Andrews, for whatever that's worth. And if you don't love that, Isaiah Likely's coming into his own. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where I continue to look. And, of course, we saw that up close and personal, how difficult the Baltimore Ravens can be. This is a team that I still look at and I go, I'm terrified of seeing that football.
The thing is, with the Ravens, though, they passing game always been okay.
Yeah.
They just never really had that top-notch receiver.
Now they do, and they have multiple.
They always killed you with the tight ends and the running game. But they never had, like, that premier type of receiver.
And, oh, by the way, a complimentary piece named Derrick Henry.
Oh, man.
That's sick, man.
But that's also, like, as I give them all that praise, that is the tier that you want to be in with the Houston Texans, and that's probably a road bump or a speed bump that you need to be able to get over in order to get there. So, yeah man.
We was talking about Derrick Henry coming here at one point, remember?
Absolutely.
Would have been nice.
Yeah, it would have been all right.
I feel like I'd have been in on that. Somebody said, Bateman's nice. I thought he was going to be really good right out of college, and it seemed like he just didn't, like, and of course, I give Greg Roman, who was then the offensive coordinator there, a lot of credit for developing the run game, but also I give him a little blame for not developing their passing game all that much, but it seems like they're finding it. It is coming together there for the Ravens, although they seem to step on their own feet. In the situation, because I feel like they should have beat the Chiefs a couple years ago. They probably should have gotten a win this year in the postseason. Maybe doing that. We'll see what they ultimately look like. Let's bring this back home a little bit. Are you familiar with a certain C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
I am.
Did you see what happened on social media for him yesterday? So, obviously, in order to acquire C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the Texans sent Kenyon Green and a 2026 fifth-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, bringing back the sixth-round pick and then also, obviously, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Well, apparently, Vic Fangio, who is the defense coordinator over there, earlier in the week during OTAs, called the deal a salary cap thing, saying, quote, Howie Roseman of the Eagles, made the decision. I was fine with it. And obviously, that was his defensive coordinator, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Apparently, C.J. got on social media and responded to a graphic that said, just don't do them young guys like y'all did me, close quote. And he also added that 100 emoji and that flex bicep emoji and all that. Because he's on a 3-year, $27 million deal. And you had all those. He played well, 6 interceptions, all that. You think that he's coming in, what do you make of that dynamic, I guess, the way that – because it seems like he's like, yeah, that's not the fullness of the story. Keep the energy or what have you. But he seems like he's bought in here as well. Like, I don't know what to necessarily make of this. Was he just tweeting for you?
No, I think he lives his life with a chip on his shoulder. You know, he's one of those guys that certainly reads a lot into anything that he might perceive as some sort of
slight.
Yeah, that's the word. And I think that it's good for the Texans.
Yeah, I was like,
it's good for the Texans.
I don't think you really needed any other motivation in believing in C.J. Gardner-Johnson and his ability. I mean, he has bona fides on the field, but like that motivation, like the idea that he, even in that small setting where I don't even know how much he actually cares about that particular exchange.
Yeah.
But it seems like he got that fire in those little moments.
I'll show you.
I cannot wait
this
dude. Like, I have a feeling he might restore the feeling on safeties for us, right? Mm-hmm. We're just like the dudes that might thump a little bit. Oh. Like, that feels like where we are.
I don't think there's any question.
With C.J. Gardner-Johnson. It's funny to say, but a little interaction like that made me even more excited to see him on
and
the
you
field.
Should be. No, I don't think there's any question. You talk about edge and that chip on the shoulder, whether it's real or perceived, that's all good news, man.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And I also, again, wish Jimmy Ward, Azeez Al-Shaair, I'm guessing it's more of those guys because Will is on the line. I wish them guys all the best in trying to make sure that we direct that energy in the right way.
Because
that is the only thing about it, right?
Like, I know what you're saying.
And again, I'm not trying to treat him like a child, right? That's infantilizing in some ways. Yeah. He's a grown-ass adult and everything. I just know that, you know, sometimes your teammates got to help you direct that in the right energy. And I look to those leaders to make sure that that's the case because what last thing I want is for all that energy to spill out in a different way, but very excited to have that guy on the defense. Another thing around the NFL, you were talking about the wild quarterback rooms, and we go to what I have deemed the wildest as of right now, the Cleveland Browns. According to Kimberly Martin, who, by the way, just got a new deal at ESPN, good for her, she suggested that Shador's time in the driver's seat could be sooner rather than later, saying, quote, in that building, there are people who believe that Shador can 100% be the starter of this football team. Talking to people in that building, they said he's soaking up everything like a sponge.
Wait a minute. Deshaun Watson plays there, doesn't he?
Plays is an interesting word to use.
He's there.
Like he is employed there. That is the way that I would describe it, much to the chagrin.
Didn't they give up a whole lot for him? Aren't they paying him a lot of money?
Gave up a lot, paying him a lot, regretting a lot. Just a lot of a lots in there. But no, like,
why not is my response when I saw this. You know, there are a lot of reasons to believe that Shador Sanders, you know, I mean, he clearly has some shortcomings. I think you and I both agreed pre-draft.
Yeah.
You know, there was a drop off at the quarterback position. You didn't think the quarterback, class in general was that good.
That's correct.
There are clearly some shortcomings. But it's not like the competition is going to be daunting. And Deshaun Watson, I was kidding, is not a factor.
But Dylan Gabriel, yeah. Joe Flacco, I'm missing someone else in there.
Kenny Pickett.
That's the one. Yeah. All due respect to Kenny Pickett.
I will say their OTAs looked like it was lit, though, man, because you have you sitting there watching four quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, and I guess if you're trying to make OTAs interesting, which, you know, OTAs are what they are, right?
Yeah.
We're going to, you know, comb through it with a fine tooth comb because it's football and it's what matters to a lot of people, to pretty much all of us. I think like it's a place where we all kind of come to this, as opposed to like, you know, us kind of looking at this little kind of, hey, there's a shoulders, you know, general soreness in the shoulder. And we're kind of, you know, picking at that to some degree. There's good reason to have like real genuine interest in like four dudes battling out for this quarterback
position. That's my point. Like, why not? Maybe he's shining.
Not just the battle, but also on top of the battle, whoever wins, there's still the question of how good they actually are once they get that job.
Right. Yeah, I know it's been the conversation of why are we making a big deal out of OTAs and stuff like that. Maybe that's different for us because we know who the quarterback is and we can wait to see him week one.
Yeah.
Like, as long as he good week one, we good.
Yeah.
But a situation like that where you have no idea who is starting week one.
But here's the other point. This is what you're talking about. You know, winning the quarterback job in Cleveland doesn't mean you're going to be good. You know, it means you're going to win. You know, you're going to win against those guys. And by the way, there is a little interesting thing here. They drafted Dylan Gabriel higher than him.
They did.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And the 541 believes that Dylan Gabriel is a better quarterback. They also add the Go Ducks, although I imagine wouldn't you put Sko in there? But I don't necessarily believe that. However, like, I've been wrong about plenty of quarterbacks in this league. Quarterback is such a hard proposition to project. Like, when you think about it, how many quarterbacks have we seen ultimately latch on that were from like small schools or that we did not necessarily anticipate. Or that were drafted low. Don't mention Tom Brady. Don't do it.
Yeah.
compared to the guys that we thought were like can't miss, and they come in, and you're like, actually, yeah. Didn't quite work out.
No.
Like it is a dicey proposition. It's one of the reasons why all this stuff is tough. We're talking about one wild locker room. Let's talk about a man that kind of helped create another one. Derek Carr, mm-hmm. now retired, was last seen as the Saints quarterback. He gave up $30 million by choosing to not have the surgery to repair his shoulder injury. And decided to just kind of retire. So he was talking to Front Office Sports mm-hmm. recently. And this was he gave the reason as to why. He said, quote, I didn't want to have surgery and just sit there. And it sounds crazy, but didn't want to just take the Saints money.
Right. You're going to hear this again at 12:40 p.m. And I want to get y'all's thoughts on this. But here is my thought on this. You know who I thought of first, Figgy?
Who?
Ed Reed.
Talking about taking people's money.
Yeah.
Because they're spoiler alert on my buy or sell. I believe him
100%.
I believe him. He doesn't need the money. He's very much a high, you know, personal standard type person, scruples, morals, all that stuff. And I really feel like he's like, I'm gonna retire. I'm gonna need surgery, and I don't think I'm gonna be able to play again. Why am I here just taking their money?
Yeah. No. One thing, whatever you want to say about Derek Carr as a quarterback, and I think that like sometimes he could be too timid for the arm strength that he had or what have you. I thought he could be kind of scared of moments at times. As a dude,
yeah,
all indications are that's a great dude and like upstanding kind of moral guy. Mm-hmm. I always think back to like the dealings with Antonio Brown, where like he very much tried to personally kind of make, you know, give Antonio Brown some space and, you know, some guidance as much as he could, right? And like you see that all of that kind of pop up with him, and there's a reason why I think guys gravitate to him. That seems genuine. Everything, mm-hmm. and of course I am from a very far away. I can't really speak to this on any level of personal level, but this feels like it falls in line with a lot of the other things in his career that you would make, yes. that would make you look at him and go, good dude.
Yeah.
Which is probably why he was very so upset and hurt by the idea mm-hmm. that was thrown out there that he might be leveraging that injury in order to right. do something. He's like, nah, man, I just did what I just did.
I didn't
want to take the money. So, I mean, salute to Derek Carr. And honestly, he might have also done one thing that the Saints really needed was put them in a place where they could not keep doing this thing where they're middling, mm-hmm. even with the bad. Like, this might have actually forced them to slow down, be, like, legitimately bad, and try and get yourself back right.
Yeah. There are dozens, if not hundreds, of players who have done the exact opposite. They've known that was it. That was it. But you know what? They want to pay me? I'm taking their money. I'm taking their money.
I also would have taken the money. I'm not.
For the record, yes.
I'm not a good person.
Biggie, would you have said, I don't want to take your money?
I'm taking whatever I can get, man.
Let me go ahead and rehab on company time. I will absolutely do that.
Yeah.
And somebody said, didn't he do that with Henry Ruggs too? Absolutely. Like 100%. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a shame that the Raiders gave him so many of those types of people to have to deal with. But I mean, I imagine that changes the calculus when you have a guy like that. You bring him into the culture. That's the whole idea of the culture, is that you believe that guy can help neutralize certain of those. That's one of the reasons why, you know, when you brought in Deontay Johnson last year to this locker room, I imagine mm-hmm. you felt comfortable. Like, hey, things are going to go great. Like, no matter what happens, this is the type of locker room that you feel like it goes well. And Stephon Diggs also, like, I think that was some level of factor, even though there was those, you know, those kind of rumors, and that's kind of the conversation that kept happening. In fact, it's a conversation that's still happening with him now that he's gone. And I think that those are the ways that you end up viewing that. Somebody said the only one mad is his pastors. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because you know he
gives a lot of.
No, that tithe was not 10%. I bet he tithe 15%. That's how much he down for it. I appreciate that about Derek Carr. All right, you're in the loop. Right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, today is Thursday. It's June 5th, and it's actually game one of the NBA Finals is tonight. I kind of want to talk about this. What are you looking for in this game and in the series? 713-572-4610. Let's get finals ready. Now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. NBA Finals, Game 1 gets going tonight. What are you looking for in this game, in this series? We were talking to Big Shot Bob. Mm-hmm. Robert Horry himself yesterday joined us on the program. And he seems to feel that this is a pretty solid series that you have in here. And I think that, you know, I'm intrigued in this one as well. How much are you enjoying the opportunity to see two teams that are not the standard fare, for lack of a better term, right? The teams that you anticipated or that you thought of early on in the season that you knew would be in this place. And how excited are you to see this particular matchup play out?
That's the attraction, isn't it? You know, the newness of it. Two teams, which, by the way, have never won, you know.
Right, so we'll have a new champion.
Side note, I think that's a little unfair. I think that's a little unfair.
Why do you say that?
The Indiana Pacers won two ABA championships.
Oh, okay. ABA. No,
okay. See, that's the problem.
That's the part that's unfair.
You're the problem.
I'm the problem. What? You're part of the problem. Did you say what championship did you say?
ABA.
But they in the NBA.
They're recognizing more and more ABA numbers. And oh, by the way, the ABA. If you go back, ask historians, all that. I know you're tweaking me, but I got to get this off my chest.
I ain't say nothing.
A lot of people argued was better than the NBA back then. They had all these exhibition games that were, you know, legitimately competed hard because it was ABA, NBA. ABA by far won more games against the NBA.
I'm just pulling.
And you know, I think all those records should be NBA records. I mean, yeah, Dr. J, Iceman, George Gervin,
mm-hmm.
You know, the Pacers had George McGinnis and all these other guys, Mo Malone, all in the ABA.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I want to get that off my chest.
He got real defensive.
Yeah, I did.
Old man on the porch right there.
Hey.
I thought you were going to go to the one that Kix Rocks went to on the YouTube page, which is the idea that the Supersonics won.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I thought that's where you was going.
No. ABA was at that point better than the NBA, and they won two. But that's neither here nor there for this. There is a newness to the NBA Pacers and the NBA Thunder, Oklahoma City.
The Seattle Supersonics.
Not the Seattle.
Or at the very least, it's a team name 1-1 in a very, very, very long time.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Let's go with that. But that's part of it. The other part of it for me is, and this is, you kind of feel guilty, dirty, whatever you want to call it. I'm really starting to kind of fall in love with how these Thunder play the game.
Dude, I'm
really starting to fall in love with it.
I feel very strongly in this. I think this might be a historically great defense that we're mm-hmm. watching in the Oklahoma
City. And look
City
what they do on the offense.
Like, and they're pretty good offensively. Yeah. And this is going to be, I've seen it described numerous times as this. This is a strength on strength matchup, mm-hmm. which I think that's about all you can ask for in an NBA finals, like, or in the finals of any level of competition, right? In the Super Bowl, in, you know, what have you, World Series. Strength on strength, where you get to see, like, because again, I've said it before, I'm in sports for seeing something great happen. Mm-hmm. And so if we get to the pinnacle of this, and I think I've talked about my concerns about playoffs sometimes can be a random championship generator as opposed to like actually getting the best, you know, the best teams to the end. And I don't even want to get to that place where I'm having that conversation, but at the very least, we get two of the best at what they do mm-hmm. matching up, where you talk about this Pacers offense is problematic. That's what Rob Roy was talking about. And as I was pondering that yesterday, I actually do feel a little bit stronger about mm-hmm. what Bob was talking about there, right? The idea that this Pacers offense is one that inherently stretches you out, makes you run, like it's unorthodox, and it all kind of flows through Tyrese Halliburton and his ability to just kind of knock down shots, you know, really get to his spots when he wants to. The only thing I'm interested in is how does that then pair against this incredible Thunder defense where they turn you over and they've got guys to match up with anything. They mm-hmm. like you're not going to outsize them. You're not going to be able to just you know outpace mm-hmm. them by any mm-hmm. means. They've got a decent amount of size, although that changes a little bit.
Well, they've got good size
compared to because the Timberwolves had bigger size. Yeah. I mean, you had like 7'9" mm-hmm. Jaden McDaniels mm-hmm. guarding your point guard in that instance, guarding Tyrese Halliburton. This is going to be a little different with like Lu Dort. And speaking of Lu Dort, that did bring me back to. I was reading in ESPN about this particular matchup, and I think that I'm as much as I want to give the Pacers more love, I think I'm very much at Thunder and Six because in the times that these teams have met, right? I think it was like a genius IQ pointed to the idea that Tyrese Halliburton, like his assist mm-hmm. ratio goes down. His scoring goes down. His shot attempts go down when he faces off against Lu Dort. Like, this is a particular matchup that's tough. And if he is not scoring in the same way because of this particular matchup, and if he's not passing the ball in the same way, I don't know how you win this.
You're absolutely right. You know, ultimately, it's SGA, it's Halliburton, and a lot of people are focusing in on that. It's everything else with Oklahoma City. And I like I said, is it wrong that I'm kind of like, I like watching this squad? I like watching this Thunder squad, you know, because of all the matchups they can present.
They've been good all season, man. I've been saying that for a long time, man. They've been playing really well.
Yeah, no, and so how it plays out, look, you want to say 6-5, it ain't going 7. I don't think it's going 7.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I think they're rolling. They can feel it. They're young, too. And I'm kind of hesitating to say, is this going to be, you know, the start of some sort of dynasty, some sort of run? Because they haven't even won one yet. Except,
no.
You know, except for the one, you know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 79,
yeah. But they do have all the markings of that.
Yeah.
You know?
What particular, like, if you're looking at particular matchups, because I threw one out there, is there anything else that you're looking out for in this one that you're really excited to see? Because, I mean, we didn't talk, there's so many different people in here. Mm-hmm. I know that Clint was talking about this, and I was like, look at Clint. Hoop, basketball Clint is what I call him. Mm-hmm. He was talking about Jalen Williams, and I think Jalen Williams is going to have to show up in a big, like, a big way, because I mean, you talk about like Nesmith and Nemhard, two of the guys that the Pacers have that they can throw at you a little bit defensively. But I mean, maybe you can get into Shea a little bit or what have you, or if you're able to have one of those guys get into Jalen Williams and it's just Shea. I don't know that Shea can do this by his lonesome, and I know that he's really good and he can, you know, kind of get what he needs. I think you need both of them going at the same time, and I think Jalen Williams will absolutely be a large portion of this because they're going to try and take him away.
I think he absolutely will. I think Chet is going to be a big part of things, just because, you know, he can do a lot of different things inside and out. I think obviously, and this is where we are today. Not necessarily as much in this series, but ultimately because the way the game is played. You have two teams that can knock down the corner threes and, you know, the open shots. And if you can get those open shots, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the hot team.
Yeah.
The hot team.
I'm looking for if the Thunder are able to, like, have the ball move around because they can get a little bit ISO dependent at times between Jalen Williams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And I think that would be the path I imagine that the Pacers would be trying to take in order to get this slowed down. I also am watching for – Are they going to be able to do the double big, or are they going to want to do the double big in the series or in the season series for the Thunder? They didn't have one or the other of their bigs when you talk about Isaiah Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren, and they you know it worked pretty well. Are they going to be able to play both of those guys with the pace, the speed, the way that the Pacers move, or are they going to have to kind of stagger those a little bit? I think all of those will make for a really interesting game one tonight. Between the Thunder and the Pacers at 7:30 p.m.
I also feel, key moments in this series are going to be, you know, obviously, you know, it's going to come down to some late game heroics or late game moments or whatever. But I think ultimately, like the team that does the best job either offensively and defensively at the end of the first quarter and at the end of the third quarter, because that's when you have the depth, you know, coming in, you know, and you've got these guys, Caruso and all these others that have been, you know, really big, like. That's something that the Rockets don't have, you know, didn't have. A lot of teams don't have, you know, where you can, there's no significant drop off. There's no all of a sudden twist you can put to, because they play the game differently with their backups.
Yeah.
Than they do with their starters. So, like, end of first quarter, end of third quarter, you know, whenever the subs come in.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued to see this. And I see you 8-2 saying the Thunder just get away with obvious fouls, very overrated defense. Lopez, I'm going to lean on your experience watching basketball for a very long time. Don't all great defenses kind of do that?
Of course.
Like, all great defenses end up, at least in basketball, but we could probably extrapolate this pretty far. Like, they use their physicality, and, you know, they kind of play along the edges of this.
What I've always called it is they're conditioning the refs during the regular season. They condition the refs to how they play the game. Maybe it backfires on them sometimes, but once you get to the postseason – Every referee group that you get in there,
they saw him play.
They're conditioned to the fact that, well, we got to let that go because these guys do it on every possession.
Yeah, excited to see what game one poses. And again, this is, in some ways, you could view this as advanced scouting because the Thunder are going to be there. Mm-hmm. This Houston Rockets team, as they continue to try and grow, this is one of those teams that you're really looking at as this is your competition, right? In any league, there's, you know, one of those teams or two of those teams that other teams are looking at, like, we have to make sure that we have a way to beat them. Mm-hmm. I think Thunder clearly one of those teams, if not that team, in the West for your Houston Rockets. But there you go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Excited to see that one at 7:30 on ABC tonight. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including a little bit of really sad news in the market. I want to talk about that, but we'll talk about some other things as well next. All right, let's get into what's popping here on this Thursday in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said, see how Pressy manages that team with Chet and Jalen Williams both on rookie contracts. He's definitely like the Howie Roseman of the NBA right now.
For sure. 100%.
put together a good roster, lots of assets available. Mm-hmm. They're a menace. They're mm-hmm. frustrating. Let's talk about some of the things that are popping. I didn't want to do this for you here, Lopez, before I forget.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're an Aggie. You have your Aggie heart and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be giving you a hard time sometimes. But I didn't want to allow you to show a little Aggie love to somebody who the Aggies showed some love to. His name is Dan Campbell.
How about that?
Dan Campbell received an award from the University of A&M, or
that's
Texas A&M University,
right.
Is the way that I
there
should
say. There you go.
That always reminds me of.
That sounds cool to me.
Bring it home.
There was a young man once who was committing to LSU, and he was like, I'm committed to the University of LSU. And everybody was like, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
What do you think that U in there stands for? just wondering. Completely. But yeah, he receives a Lifetime Achievement Award from Texas A&M. And they did it in the real clandestine
way.
They
really did it cool.
Where, you know, he thought he was being interviewed mm-hmm. by the Lions. Obviously, he's the head coach there for something there. And they turn to the video board, and it's a lot of his former teammates. Did they say that R.C. Slocum was a part of this as well?
He was coach. He coached him.
Yeah, no, but I'm like a part of the
R.C. was, yeah.
I think he was a part of the montage. I saw Dat Wynn was involved. There's just a lot of guys. And then ultimately, at the end of it, once the video package of all his former teammates ran, this is what Dan Campbell said on the backside of it.
Oh, my God. I'm honored. Thank you. I love my Aggies, man. Thank you for all my teammates. R.C., love you to death. Means the world to me, and I'm honored. Thank you.
That was a squad, won the Big 12 championship, had some great NFL players on. You mentioned Dat Wynn, Dan Campbell, several others, you know, linemen and such. But everybody remembers Sir Parker against Kansas State with the last
second thanks for that.
Touchdown.
Appreciate you. That's absolutely something I wanted to remember. Yep. Steve McKinney, Christian Rodriguez. A lot of guys on that team, obviously. And, of course, salute to a very good Texas A&M Aggie. And, I mean, a dude who has represented them incredibly well, even going further
mm-hmm.
As a player, but more importantly, I think, as a coach now.
Yeah.
I really like me some Dan Campbell in a way that I didn't think I would. Like, he gives off meathead. I remember when he first got the interim job in Miami when was it Joe Philbin got fired
mm-hmm.
or what have you. And I used to call him Man Campbell because he came in with all that testosterone energy. And one of the things I really love is that dude is a player's coach. That dude cares for his dudes. But he also, his hiring practices are really good. He is more advanced than I think people give him. Like, he's not a caveman football guy. Not that there's something inherently wrong with it.
Yeah.
But I just feel like he is so likable.
He is. And I didn't blame anyone because he came across as the meathead. Biting knees and everything else, and everybody's like, oh boy, how's this gonna go? Well, update.
Very, very well. Although this year will be a very interesting one for him as well. Like, as he has both his offensive and his defensive coordinators move on. Mm-hmm. And this is always a real challenge for, mm-hmm. you know, young head coaches, is that can you continue to hire a good staff?
Yeah.
And that's something that we're talking about a little bit here with D'Amico Ryan. So, hey, your defense is great. Offense had a little problem. Mm-hmm. Can you get it right on the second hire as well? And so, or I guess in the first place,
mm-hmm.
in the instance of the Texas offense. But more power to Texas A&M. Lifetime Achievement Award winner,
mm-hmm.
Dan Campbell. Some other things that are popping. I saw this, and it's not a happy thing, unfortunately. But I saw that Will Kunkel, who, I mean, he's been on these airwaves, obviously he's jumped on with The Drive a number of times. And he put this out on social media that he's no longer going to be working at Fox 26 here locally, that they got rid of the news department or the sports department.
See, that's the
weird part.
The headline. I mean, obviously, Will Kunkel, great job and just awful. But you got rid of sports altogether as part of this?
That was wild. And I think for me, like, without digging into this, because obviously, you know, I wish Will the best. He obviously does a good job, or has done a really good job covering Houston sports mm-hmm. up and down since he took over there. From Mark Berman, right? Like, that is
was big shoes to fill, man.
And I don't think that anybody looked at him and was like, nah, this is not it. Like, I think he did it.
No, he did a great job.
It made you, like, I never once thought about, man, I miss Berman right now,
right.
man. Like, he came in, hit the ground running.
Yeah, and there was reason to believe, okay, there's going to be a drop-off. And obviously with Berman's sources, there was maybe a slight, but it wasn't noticeable.
Not
like
much.
His effort and his coverage. And
he was way more digital than
and
Berman
way
was.
Way more digital. Well, you know, were certainly, you know, pounded the pavement
mm-hmm.
and went everywhere. And here's the weird part. You cut the sports department. You've got NFL on Fox,
mm-hmm.
MLB on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
You got college football on Fox,
mm-hmm.
leading right into, all due respect, or maybe not a lot of respect.
Well, I mean,
you know, some weather girl.
Hey,
that's going to talk about the game that just happened.
Be careful.
Well, I know I'm not going to be careful because here's the thing: they're going to have to talk sports.
Yeah,
they're still going to have to talk some sports.
See, that's the thing, man. Yeah. I feel it's. I mean, I don't know the situation, but. It seemed like they felt like they could just get anybody to do what he was already doing.
Good
when it
luck
comes
with
to sports.
That.
Yeah. So if it's training camp going on, oh, we could send a reporter out there.
Yeah.
And that's not going to hit the same, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big thing for me is just the contraction of local media. And this is going to be real navel-gazing, I understand. But I feel like it serves the local audience. I think we hear all the time, like, oh, man, I'm tired of ESPN or these national perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And if indeed it, you know, it is just like, hey, you're not going to have that dedicated sports perspective there. We've seen the ways in which, you know, newspapers cut down on the coverage and how, you know, and I'm not speaking specifically here, but just in general in local media, some newspapers going out of business to where there's not as many or maybe not at all of coverages in various places. And it only stands to hurt, you know, the people who want, you know, who want that coverage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the people who care about these teams, because it is having a robust, you know, media that allows you to kind of get that coverage and allows you to, you know, live vibrantly in that space. And so I hate seeing more local media kind of contract, because I don't think that's ultimately a good thing for anybody.
Local
involved.
Television, if we're, you know, we have to just be honest here, is in serious trouble. Their numbers compared to even just 10 years ago are really bad. This isn't going to help. Like, their identity was Mark Berman. You know, he put Fox 26 on the map with all the breaking news. And such. And now, as I mentioned, you know, you're gonna kill the entire department. Nuts.
Yeah, I wonder what they're gonna do going forward, mm-hmm. as far as like Houston Texans news or just Astros stuff.
Yeah.
Because they was doing a lot of stuff like that.
You have the traffic reporter out there.
All right. Now you're just sideswiping a whole bunch of people who didn't do nothing wrong because you're mad in this moment. I don't know. You're doing a lot.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
But
I'm not wrong.
They are going to get probably just another reporter to, you know, go out there and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Some other things that are popping. Actually, this really just popped up on my particular smartphone device. Apparently, with the Colts, because, I mean, in division and that matters. Tell me if this sounds familiar at all. Colts head coach Shane Steichen said that quarterback Anthony Richardson is dealing with a shoulder injury and will not participate in minicamp next week.
I actually kind of like that better. He said injury. I mean, the amount of the effect is still the same. You're kind of wondering, and if you're a Colts fan, you're probably a little worried. But the dude did say injury.
He did say injury.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like that's – I don't want to say like it's going around because that's nonsensical, but yeah, there you go. Anthony Richardson, do you think that gives him gives Daniel Jones a large leg up in that particular quarterback battle? Because, I mean, that's one that matters here to some mm-hmm. degree. I don't think that you're really scared about either of those dudes helming the quarterback position for the Colts, but.
Well, it gives him an edge. I don't know how large of an edge, but I think it definitely gives him an edge. I mean, reps, if nothing else, you know, being out there and when he's not. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's something that's happening out that way. We mentioned the Astros, and we'll circle back around to something interesting that came out with the Astros. They're back in action tonight against the Pirates, trying to get, you know, solidify a win in this particular matchup. How do you feel after last night's win or last night's loss, considering now you've got Framber Valdez on the mound tonight?
Well, we touched on this, and I think it's the most important thing. When you have a team that is not in the they're in the bottom third of runs produced. You got to do something to maybe shake up the system here, shake up the bat, not the lineup, not anything like that. I'm not going to say anything crazy like that.
Myers hit second. Jake Myers hit second.
Hey, at this point, no, I'm kidding. But you know, you're not scoring runs at the clip that you need to be competitive when you don't have your best pitchers out there. Framber on the mound, you get good Framber. I think you're in a better spot. Obviously, Hunter Brown, you're in a better spot. Lance McCullers seems to be trending in the right direction. But you mentioned you got 40% of your starting rotation where it's a crapshoot. So you got to kind of try to manufacture more, maybe play a little more small ball, maybe try to limit the runs more late rather than play for a double play ball, that kind of thing.
And thankfully, the Mariners have decided to be some level of unserious themselves because the Orioles, although the Orioles have kind of turned this thing on, but they lost
straight, right?
I think it's eight of the last 10, I think, is what it was. I'll have to double check that to make sure that that's correct. But they've been on a little bit of a tear themselves to try and get themselves playing better baseball. Yeah, 8 of their last 10 is what the Orioles have been, and two of those have been the last two games against the Mariners. So we appreciate the work of the Baltimore Orioles trying to get themselves right, more importantly, stifling the Seattle Mariners and keeping them a half game beyond, or below, rather, the Astros. We'll see if the Astros can try and at least keep maintain that or maybe widen it tonight with a victory versus the Pirates. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we talked about Will. Will was the one who asked that question about whether their procedure had been done or any work had been done on CJ's shoulder that we got basically a no comment to. Now, when it comes to the CJ Stroud shoulder, should they walk it back or maybe be more specific? Where do they go from here? And then also, Frank Ross, there was a level of a detail that was released about him as he's going to do a little bit of a charity event coming up this weekend. Let's talk about all that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.